you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Good Thursday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start for a good day. It's going to be 70 degrees today as the high.
Yeah.
It is warmer today in Boston, Minneapolis, and Billings, Montana, where they got a snow last week. They're warmer than we are.
Yeah, the weather pattern here in Middle Tennessee over the last, week and a half has been...
38 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't like the weather here, away today, right?
Exactly. Wait 10 minutes, it'll change. All the rain, obviously, you know, some leftover hot weather from the summer. Now we're, you know, this is, we haven't really had this kind of fall-like weather here in the South in quite a while in this part of the country that I can remember.
Coolest daytime
high. I just remember
high.
It was just like hot, all of a sudden it's cold. Well, you know what I mean?
This is the second wettest summer in Nashville, Middle Tennessee history.
Bree mentioned that last night,
I was watching. That's where I got it.
I know.
You think I come in here with that kind of material on my own? No.
Well, you're a very studious guy.
I pick things up.
You do a lot of research. Yeah.
I pick things up. So,
I wouldn't put that past you, but yeah, I happened to see when I was in the studio yesterday, Bree had this big graphic that said second wettest summer, you know, in our city's history. So,
yep. So, anyway, Titans back at it yesterday. Colts coming to town on Sunday, noon, CBS. 5.5-point favorites are the Titans. Taylor Lewan goes from getting his butt burned to Chandler Jones, mm-hmm. not being able to play, mm-hmm. now a full participant yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
And when his name was announced returning to the game in that first game, which I've never heard a PA announcer do.
That was weird.
Yeah, but he'll get up. That was that PA announcer's. I can't think of his name. But
right, it was his first game,
Yeah. And that's cool. But you don't. Yeah. I've never heard in football, you know, in basketball, yeah.
Sure.
But and got booed.
Yeah.
Is there some Taylor Lewan fatigue? I know the bussing with the boys is cool and everything in this, and he's, you know, because he's polarizing. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
Is there some Taylor Lewan fatigue?
I think there's some pockets of fans out there, Titans fans, that feel like this guy is kind of all sizzle, no steak. You know, he's built a reputation around the league by a lot of people as being, quote, unquote, a fake tough guy. You know, he runs his mouth a little bit. And, listen, he was getting blown up and embarrassed by Chandler Jones, and this is a guy who's among the highest paid in the NFL at his position, and I think a lot of fans feel like, you know what, don't sing it, man, bring it. You know, like you said, the funny sound bites and the quotable quotes and the bussing with the boys podcast, kind of trolling people, breaking people's you know whats and all that kind of stuff. You know, people want to see it on the field. You know, and listen, this guy's been to a bunch of Pro Bowls. He's, like I said, he's one of the best in the league at his position, but yeah, I think in pockets, there are some pockets of Titans fans that are feeling, I like the way you put that, a little bit of Taylor Lewan fatigue.
Yeah.
I'm of the belief that there, you know, there's a kernel of truth to that.
You know, in our profession, it's refreshing because you've always got the sound.
He's a great guy to cover. He's a great guy to talk to. You know, he's funny. He's glib. He's animated. He's all these types of things, but yeah, I think a lot of people are like, you know what, man? You know, you're getting paid a lot of money, and, you know, you talk a lot of you know what, and we're watching you getting smoked by Chandler Jones. So, you know, yeah, I think there's a kernel of truth to some of that, sure.
He was back out there, full participant, not back out there yesterday. It was Jayon Brown, Anthony Firkser, Ben Jones, Caleb Farley. We don't know when that's ever going to happen. And also Bud Dupree.
Well, Saffold, he practiced, right?
Yeah, Saffold limited with that. So anyway, also they elevated defensive lineman Nakon Jones to the 53 and signed defensive lineman Andrew Bowman to the practice squad. It's pretty cool. I was reading Jim Wyatt's story at TennesseeTitans.com, TitansOnline.com,
mm-hmm.
80 or so former Oilers are coming here.
Yep.
This weekend. Actually, it's a whole weekend. Sure. They got parties and events and a big brunch, and I really think it's cool. Of course, Bum Phillips is going to be placed in the Ring of Honor. This is the Oilers franchise that moved here.
And, right.
And it's got a bunch of Houston Texans fans all Twitter on Twitter.
Why?
Because, hey, Houston, the Oilers is Houston, not Nashville.
Oilers became the Titans.
Right.
Like you said.
But all those players play. I'm not arguing the point.
The Houston Texans.
I agree. I'm not arguing the point because I agree 100% with you. I'm just telling you what they're saying.
I was just kind of like, what's their problem? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Twitter, it doesn't really matter. You just get on there and start finding a problem, right?
Exactly, you're right.
What
you're saying, like 10% of people are against
oxygen? Yeah, well, not that high. It's about 2%. 2% of the people on the planet are against oxygen.
And they're all on Twitter complaining about oxygen.
Yep. So, pretty cool. I was looking down that list of names, man. If we hit a slow spot, I'll read them.
I actually retweeted that article.
Yeah,
so
I did too. Pretty cool.
You can check it out either at my Twitter at JohnBurton32. As we bash Twitter, we're promoting our Twitter accounts at the Pokester at Patton_Cook.
Very rarely do I get involved with the knucklehead stuff.
Yeah, okay? I used to in the early days of Twitter, but man, I'm like, what am I doing?
Every once in a while, and if I do, I know that I am above reproach.
Yes, you certainly are, Greg Pogue. As America's guest, you are 100% above reproach.
But I think it's pretty cool. They got a lot of them are showing up at practice tomorrow. I think it's really cool. This is, this is really the first big time. This is the first time the Houston Oilers reunion weekend will be held in Nashville.
Yeah.
So, A.B. Adam Strunk.
There's been Titans reunions, but not Oilers reunions. Right. You're right. So, yeah. And for those that don't know, Greg, I mean, tell them. I mean, back in the late 70s, Houston Oilers were a darn good football team. They ran into a buzzsaw called the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, back-to-back AFC title games, and one of them they had won if there were instant replays.
Exactly. Exactly. They probably would have won, but they were really the only threat, would you say, in the AFC after the Raiders
fell off
and came back on? Because the
Dolphins were still, up there. I'm trying to look. I'm thinking who were the teams of the AN right around there. I can Google it. But
the late 70s, when Bob Phillips was there and they had Earl Campbell and, Robert Brazil, they had some really good players. And they were a legitimate threat to the Pittsburgh Steelers in their dynasty. It came in waves, Like you said, the Raiders and the Steelers met six straight times in the playoffs back in the 70s. And then you mentioned the two Oilers-Steelers AFC Championship games, both in Pittsburgh. One was a blowout. The other one, there was a controversial no-call that should have been a touchdown catch by Mike Renfro. It was called incomplete when, if you look at the replay, it's pretty clear he had possession of both feet and bounds, but might have spun that game a different way, but Houston Oilers were fun to watch, and their fan base and the Love You Blue and playing in the Astrodome and Bum Phillips with his gigantic cowboy hat, and it was fun because I was just starting to watch football back then.
They were my favorite team then. I when they moved here, by the time they moved here and I started covering them, I'd stopped being a fan of them. And
right.
But during that time, and here's why. They had a center. Their starting center during that time was from Western Kentucky. So I started following them because of a guy who played at UKU.
Right.
WKU.
Did I
say EKU?
You said EKU. Ooh, ooh,
hold on.
You're not going to be allowed home ever again.
I can't speak. I can't speak. I've been strapped by Latin. I can't believe it.
There's people in Franklin and Bowling Green right now. He said what?
No, there's people inside my body right now saying he said what. but yesterday, Tannehill. So tell us what we have. Some Tannehill sound here. I need to go to bed.
You okay, man?
Yeah. Did I tell you that I took two Benadryl this morning? I said, man, because you know how I've struggled. And I said, that's it. So I'm on Benadryl this morning. Usually I take that right before I go to bed.
You got a little bit of medicine head right now?
No, I just, almost called Patton almost called him Chase. Because the first time I ever met that he reminds me a lot.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Tall and yep. sort of goofy, lovable. You know,
well, thank you, Greg.
Smart. You see the potential. Yeah. You see the eagerness to learn.
Wise beyond his years, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, he does remind me of Maccababe.
So we'll have to. Yeah, he's probably listening. I know he's listening all the way in because he doesn't listen to anything else.
That's right.
Before 10. Anyway,
shout out, Chase. We love you, man.
what do you got over there, Patton?
Yeah, Ryan, he was asked about Julio Jones, kind of building that relationship, and just as more and more practices go by, the better it gets.
Roll the tape, JB.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I've said that, you know, from day one, is the more time we get together, the more that relationship's going to grow. Obviously, you see him go up and make a play early on like he did in the first drive of that game, you know, going up on a third down in tight coverage, put a ball where really trusted him to go get it, and he went and got it for a huge first down. So you see him make that play, and it builds the confidence quickly.
With lawnmower background effect, too.
Yeah, there was all kinds of stuff going on when the guys were at the podium yesterday. It was kind of weird, but yeah, and I think that's going to develop more over time. I said this earlier in the week. I really think the scary part for opposing defense is it feels like, you know, the Titans offense found their stride last week in that second half against Seattle. You know, the mixture of running the ball, using the run to set up the pass, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think the relationship between Tannehill, the on-field relationship between Tannehill and Julio Jones is only going to get better. And, you know, A.J. Brown obviously had an uncharacteristic, subpar game, and he knows about it. He spoke about that yesterday, saying that, you know, that's not what I'm about. I had some drops or whatever, but, you know, as this offense continues to find its stride, it's going to be tough to stop. It's what we've been talking about all summer once the Julio trade went down. You know, it's you know, we say it a lot. It's going to be that pick your poison. You're going to load up the box to stop Derrick Henry, or you're going to, you know, stay back in coverage and you know, try to stop the passing game with Julio and AJ. And, you know, we'll see if Ferkser gets back this week, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we'll get some Vrabel sound a little bit later on. So that's this weekend. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention, coming up at 9:25, Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee will join us. And at 10:40, TSU football coach Eddie George will join us. They are off to SEMO, Southeast Missouri, for their OVC opener on Saturday. And, of course, Georgia comes to Vanderbilt Stadium Saturday to play the Commodores. Nashville SC with a little stroll through the park last night, 5-1, Inter-Miami.
Made it look easy.
Yeah, really, third win of the season, tied for the most goals in any game.
Third road win of the season.
Yeah, Hani Mukhtar with a couple goals, and Walker Zimmerman with a header, Rianda Leal in the action, Alistair Johnson in the action, but for Mukhtar, now 12 goals, obviously leads Nashville SC, but tied for fourth in the MLS. So I guess they looked pretty dang good last night.
Yeah, last night was a bounce back, and last night was a much-needed improvement off their last game against Toronto, a team who hadn't won a game in over 10 games. But in this one, I'm going to go to Walker Zimmerman immediately because I talked about his set pieces and kind of the threat he is. And, I mean, they lofted the ball up about 15 feet in the air, and it seemed like he just went up with his little go-go gadget neck and went up there, got up there and got it. But it was a fantastic game for them, and that's just more of the same from Hani Mukhtar. And you talked about fourth in the league, Greg, in goals. He leads the MLS in goals and assists, and combining the two. So that just kind of shows where he is at right now. He is, without a doubt, I think, the best attacking player in the league right now. And that's really saying something.
How is this guy not an all-star?
Well, it's the name recognition. You always hear about how Nashville doesn't get the respect in all sort of sports. And soccer, unfortunately, it is more of the same. But it's starting to learn. Teams and the media are starting to learn now that this is no different. Higuain for Miami, Inter-Miami, who's a big-time European star, scored last night. But other than that, it was all Nashville SC. And that's more of the same you need on the road. It's going to be a road-heavy stretch the rest of the way. So they got to find ways to get 3 points out of these kind of road games, only 3 home games in the remaining 9 left.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well,
little separation in the standings, too. They're 49-44 between second and third place NYC.
And that and that 2 spot gives you what, 2 home playoff games?
Guaranteed 2 if you advance. And then it all depends on that New England Revolution. If they make it, they will have the home advantage in that conference championship game. But It's kind of all in Nashville SC's hands. And the more you can kind of separate from 3 and 4,
yeah,
the better. Because they've shown it is awfully hard to beat this team at Nissan Stadium because the atmosphere that the fans provide, I mean, it's not rallied with Atlanta United, who can get 50, 60,000 on some games. But it is right up there in the league for sure.
Well, that was fun to watch last night. I love Hany Mukhtar. I love what he's doing. I love just the way he's playing with so much confidence right now, man. I mean, this team as a whole, I think, it's just a blast to watch. So I enjoyed that game last night.
Predators training camp tomorrow.
How about that?
But, and their first
boys are back in town.
First preseason games Sunday in Sunrise, Florida against the Panthers. Mm. They've got a split squad, two games. So 55 players show up for training camp, which is out on the air. They're already, they're here, they arrive, they've already arrived. They're on the ice for the first time tomorrow at Centennial Sports Pelex. 55 players, 44 of them under contract, 11 to either the Admirals unsigned or tryout. 30 forwards, 19 defensemen, 6 goalies. And like I mentioned, we're less than, we are 3 weeks away from the NHL Open. 3 weeks from Saturday night. The NHL season, is that right? With the Kraken, is that a whatever.
Yeah, we get the first crack at the Kraken.
Yeah, whatever October 14th is. So yeah, that's 3 weeks from something.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to know that hockey is right around the corner, getting started again. It's going to be a very, very different looking Nashville Predators team. You know, it's going to be weird. Once they let us back in the locker room as reporters, to not see big number 35 there in the corner taking his pads off, you know. We begin the post-Pekka Rinne era, and obviously Juuse Saros is the guy for now, and it's going to be up to him. He's going to have to show leadership, and obviously guys like Juuse, the captain, and, you know, the veterans that are coming back are going to have to show leadership, because I think, much like last year, this will be a bit of a transition year, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think they fall all the way out.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the R word, but I think the T word applies here, don't you?
Yeah, but 3 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact, is the...
That's right, they open on Thursday.
Thursday against
the
Kraken. Of course, high school football, week 6. If you want to get out and see one tonight, the weather's going to be great. Might need a jacket. Lipscomb Academy.
I'm going to drink a pumpkin spice latte and go to the game, Greg.
All right. Coming up at 9:25 this one. No, get out and see Lipscomb in Oakland. That's a game that just came about a few weeks ago because they had lost some games due to COVID canceling. Mm-hmm. And they both had a bye week this week. So, Lipscomb has been putting up play numbers. And Oakland, in my mind, is the best team in the state, period. Division One or Division Two, so that should be fun down there tonight. So, well, that gets us going. As mentioned, coming up at 10:40, his weekly visit, TSU football coach Eddie George, of course, started out as a Houston Oiler in 1996. So we will talk with Eddie and then actually bring that up as well, of course. And then coming up after this first break, Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hi, Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs near 68 degrees. For tonight, clear skies, lows 48. Sunshine for Friday, high 75. Friday night, clear 54. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 77. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Pat and Cook running things right here in Stryker's Bear Family Fun Center Studios. Coming up at 10:40 this morning, TSU football coach Eddie George, his weekly visit. Of course, he started out as a Houston Oiler in 1996. That's the very first year I was the beat writer for the Nashville Banner. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, sorry I brought that up. By the way, we also have tonight the Panthers and the Texans game right here on Nashville Sports Radio. If you want to, if you're out and about, want to listen to that. This coming Saturday, Vanderbilt hosting Georgia. We're joined now by Commodores coach Clark Lee. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, Coach.
Doing very well. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing well. It's it feels like football weather. I know that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I tell you, just – things happen in football and in all sports, obviously. But when I've heard an interview with you talking about Ramon Davis and his season-ending injury with the toe injury and everything, and it for a lot of people, they're football players. To you, I know it's sort of cliquish or cliche, but they're family, right?
Certainly, I think Ray, just his journey here. And then, look, we came in new in January. He had, committed to transfer to a program that was then, completely, revampished. And, anyways, I I've got a ton of respect for him, his toughness, how quickly he assimilated into our program to become, a featured part of the team, both in the locker room and on the field. We hurt for him. But the thing about Ray is he's going to find a way to make us better, even if he's not out in the field. And we look forward to him contributing that way. And I look forward to him getting back healthy. I mean, I think he was really kind of banged up through the fall, even in fall camp, and give his body a chance to recover and be better for it in the long run. In the short term, obviously we lose his production, but we keep his spirit, and he'll be with us, helping us along on Saturday.
And while I'm speaking in cliches this morning, next man up, Rocco Griffin, I guess James Ziegler, Rocco has shown some flashes, right?
Yeah, no, he was our most productive ball carrier against Stanford. I think he's still a young player, so there's just a lot of growth there. But you get excited thinking about the more exposures he has, the more he'll develop. And he's a tough runner. He's been so consistent off the field for us, and just again in his work habits his success is no surprise to us. He just needs to keep growing and learning so that he can become, what we know to be a starting tailback in this conference. And we're excited to watch him do that.
Talking with Vandy head coach Clark Lee, Will you go with the one bell cow back coach, or will you try to rotate guys in?
No, we'll rotate. You know, Patrick Smith has been a guy that's carried the ball for us this season in games. Jay Ziegler's another that you know, that we've worked with in practice. So I think you know, Rocco, you know, gets the nod at the start, and then from there it's you know, making sure we keep him fresh for the fourth quarter as we go. And also, you know, allowing for other guys to get some touches and show what they can do too is complementary pieces. And so, you know, it'll be you know, Rocco's, you know, the lead, but certainly expect the other guys to contribute too.
Well, Coach, obviously a monumental task coming up with Georgia coming in this Saturday, but I like what your quarterback Ken Seals said. Ran the clip actually last night on the sportscast, just the fact that, hey, these are, you know, we're not worried about, you know, who they are. They're nameless faces, that we're just playing the team in front of us. And is that the approach you've tried to implement to your players this week?
You know, it really, it's not a this week thing for us.
Sure.
This is about Vanderbilt football, and we have to, you know, we have to focus on the things that we control, the things that we can do to play at our highest level as a team. And Greg, now I sound cliche, but you know, for me, it's just this relentless focus on who we are, the style of football we play, and we have a lot of work to do on that. I mean, we went to Colorado and fought hard and came back with a win. You know, I thought last weekend, you know, in spurts we looked really good, but then, you know, weren't able to close out the first half and take momentum into the halftime, and then didn't show up with the same punch in the second half, and that's not good enough. So for us, it's, you know, this week has been about looking in the mirror, and it's about continuing to work on the things that we want to define our program. And obviously we'll measure up against other programs each week, but you know, I'm really interested in this team playing at the highest level as a team, and let's find out what we're capable of. And we got to stop holding back, and we got to let go, and we got to go do it. And so I think Kenny's echoing that message, which is good. But we'll continue that, you know, as we go, because it's just got to be about us this season.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee, you mentioned Saturday and having the opportunity to seize that momentum right before half, but a special teams mistake and then a turnover late. And you don't, and you, you know, you can't take out the last 2 or 3 minutes of the half. But you, if you do, you certainly, I thought your team made strides. Maybe you gave up maybe too much yards per play and those kind of things that are more analytical. But it just seemed like the mental component of it, the opportunity was there to really seize the moment, and you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's. The challenge is always to find the progress, find the improvement, and then find the deficiencies to work on. I just feel like, you know, this is a young program that's going through the throes of finding an identity and really finding a level of compete that allows us to put away good teams. And yet, like, that's, I'm certainly not making excuses for, you know, the fact that we had an opportunity on Saturday to really just play fundamental football at the end of the first half. Had we just, you know, gotten to halftime at a tie score, we possessed the ball in the second half, and the way we had been moving the ball, you know, you felt really confidently about what was going to happen. And like you said, it's, you know, the vision for this program. You know, here's the sequence, right? It's a goal line stand, which I thought was inspired football and a lot of fun to watch. I was obviously excited along with our team on the sideline. And then we flip around and go 98 yards to tie the game, which, again, is a statement against a big physical team. So you hold a big physical team on the goal line, right? And then you turn around and you march down the field in the run game. And then we use kind of you know, rhythm timing passes to continue the drive, and we tie the game. So at that point, what Vanderbilt football needs to be is a kickoff team that is taking the field, that has every intention of pinning the ball inside the 20, coming off the ground, off the tackle, celebrating the end zone and getting excited about the fact that we just grabbed the momentum of the game. And instead, you know, what happened was we were, first of all, we're offsides. So, you know, there's a lack of detail there, lack of discipline there. And then we let a return leak out to midfield, tack the 5 yards on for the offsides. And you've put a defense back on the field that, though rested, you know, has you know, we were struggling a little bit. Like, we have to be smart. We have to play better complementary football. You know, that drive leads to a field goal. Look, we get the ball back, and every intent to drive and score a touchdown. A 2nd-and-8 drop slant becomes a 3rd-and-8 interception, which is just, it was a, you know, bad ball security on our part. And now you got another short field. That's a touchdown. And then, you know, we come back out trying to bleed the clock. They force us to punt, which is smart. We have another procedural penalty and another long return, and that's a field goal. So 13-point swing in 4 minutes is never going to be a formula to win a game. And early in our building of this program, you know, that's representative of, you know, just a lack of understanding of all that it takes to put away a good team, all that it takes to win a game, and that's where we have to grow. And as we grow there, what you're going to see is, you know, a competitive and spirited team that is finding ways to win games. And we can do it. We did it at Colorado State, so we're capable of it. But that's the messaging we have here. That's the learning, and that's where our focus is how we can do more in the way of controlling the things that we control, knowing that we don't control the outcome, but certainly we can be onside. Certainly we can have an attitude on that kickoff that we're going to pin this ball inside the 20, and we make it personal. And now we start to grab games and take control of them and put them away. And when we do that, it's going to be, that's the vision, right? We just got to work our way to that point.
Clark Lee is our guest, Vanderbilt head football coach. Coach, when you look at Georgia's defense, we saw what they did against Clemson opening night. When you see them on film, what makes them so good?
Well, Dan does a great job, and obviously Coach Smart. I mean, they're well coached. But, you know, look, they're big and physical and fast. They cover spaces. They're aggressive in their front. You know, the number of negative yardage snaps they've generated is impressive. And when you get offenses behind the chains, you just make it really hard. And they can cover. They have multiple coverage schemes to complement that front. And so there's enough complexity there to challenge you too. So I think we have to find ways to neutralize their strengths. We have to find ways to create space for the guys that we want to get the ball. And, you know, we have to, we can't take the field concerned about who they are. We have a plan to neutralize what they do really well, and we have to go execute that plan. And it goes back to, like, this is a great opportunity for us to play at our highest level as a team and to take a close game in the fourth quarter and put pressure on our opponent. And that's the goal. And, you know, I think we're preparing this week in a manner that's going to allow us to do that. We have to show up on Saturday with that level of compete and that level of spirit to get it done. I'm excited to watch our guys do it. It's a great challenge, but this is why you play in the SEC. It's a lineup against these teams, and certainly have a lot of faith in our guys, you know, as we learn to play at our highest level as a program.
You know, after two night games, Saturday night games, and now 11 a.m. game Saturday morning, a little bit different routine, huh?
It is. I've been thinking a lot about that. We're going to have to, you know, jumpstart the day, which is going to be great. I'm actually excited for the chance to, you know, to get going right into football. And I think our team's going to be excited for it too. I mean, we've enjoyed playing at night, but, there's something nice about, you know, just getting right into it. And so we'll have to make sure we have, the heartbeat going in the morning, the central nervous system up and awake, but, it'll be exciting.
Get some carbs in, and, you know, away you go, right?
That's right. Anymore, I don't have any problem getting carbs in. I got to work on my guys with that. But.
Well, hey, good luck Saturday, Coach. Appreciate you joining us. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
hey,
Coach.
Always fun. Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. You know, that is two straight Saturday night games, and now you flip it around 11 a.m. The pregame meal is at 4 hours out, so 7 a.m. Yep. Your pregame meal.
Right.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal.
It is, and, you know, that's going to be a bit of an adjustment. Yeah, like you said, so many all-night games, right, so far?
Have they played all-night games? Yeah, I think so. That's right. So, but then, obviously, TV dictates it.
Right.
So, 11 a.m., I saw the spread 35.
Yep.
That's a lot of points.
Well, we'll talk about it more tomorrow on picking, but
yes,
I've been back and forth on what I want to do, so I got to come up. I got about a little less than 24 hours to make a decision.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has taken the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Think about that. A half century. Edmunds editors drive over a half million miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every vehicle on the market and rank the best ones in each category so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best fit for you in buying that new or used vehicle. When you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And I just can't get over, let's take it for a test drive. What do you do? Take it home. Yeah, and drive it back tomorrow. Whatever. Edmunds editors drive and maintain vehicles over the course of 20,000 miles in the first year of ownership. They know where the red flags are. They know what's good about it. Now, what's bad about it? Even more important, what you don't want to buy in a vehicle, especially one that fits you. So check it out. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. Wide open to the top of the hour on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling. The Pressure's On is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by The Pressure's On, serving the area for 3 years with quality painting and pressure washing service, offering 15% military and 10% senior discounts. Call 931-257-8602. That's 931-257-8602. That's The Pressure's On, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're Americans who care.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Coach John Burton, Patton Cook at Patton underscore Cook on Twitter at John Burton 32 at the Poacher. Of course, Nash Sports Radio, all of our social media platforms. You can check out that and the website, WNSR.com. 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. I'll put you right on this here radio station. NFL game tonight. Panthers are 8-point favorites over the Texans as well. There is one college football game tonight. Marshall at Appalachian State. Is it Appalachian or Appalachian? Appalachian?
I call it Appalachian.
I think at Appalachian State. That's at 7 o'clock on ESPN, 6:30. So you have an option there as well. Braves last night. The Braves and the Phillies both win last night. Do you see the thing with Adam Duvall's home run that wasn't?
I didn't see that. What happened?
He hit a home run, and I forgot. I'm going to check this out. Who was on first base? Thought it was maybe a foul ball, and I think there were runners on second and third, and or maybe whatever, but there was just one out. So he hits a home run, right? And so everybody's going, well, the guy who was on first base thought it was foul, and instead of running on, running around the bases, was returning to first base in case it was called or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Duvall passed him.
Oh.
He had his home run then becomes a two-run single.
Oh, okay.
And since there was one out, if there had been two outs, and that had happened, the two runs wouldn't have scored.
Wow.
It was Adam Duvall passed teammate Austin Riley.
So that's an automatic out, right?
Automatic out at that point. Now, if he passes him between second and third, it's a double. Obviously, he had gotten that four. Riley actually thought the ball had been caught.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's returning to first base, and you have runners – and first and third with one out, and then boom. And
wow, that's crazy.
So Riley, thinking that the ball had been caught, retreated to first base, and so Duvall's passing him going in his home run trot the other way. You know, that would have been his 39th home run.
Wow.
Now he's got 38. So to get to 40, he's actually going to have to hit 41 home runs.
That's insane, man.
Yeah, so
that's baseball, Susan. Yeah,
so he's got 15. He came over in July. He's got 15 home runs since he came over. Just 15 with the Braves. So yeah, they win last night, and so does Philly. So the Philly remains three back. Here's where the schedule might flip. The Padres and the Braves start. I guess we got one more this afternoon with the Diamondbacks, right, at 2:20. So all of our afternoon shows are preempted. We've got that. So D-backs today. So it'll either be 3.5 or 2.5.
You're telling me there's not going to be an afternoon stretch today? I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
Go Braves.
They do play today. Here's how they play four straight games with the Pirates. Philly does.
Oh, man. Fatten up, boys.
Yeah. I mean, so you've got four, and then the Braves have the Padres this weekend. The Padres, obviously, they still have an outside chance at the wild card, but this is going to pay. I already said EKU when I meant to say WKU today, so I might as well just go jump off a damn cliff, because here we go.
You're not going to be allowed back in Bowling Green ever again.
Well, get this one. Congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals. They've won 11 in a row.
Yeah, they're balling out
and
control right now.
Get this, 14th, credits where credit due, and, that's when, Russia wins a war. I say congratulations. 14th straight winning season. 14 straight winning season.
But the Yankees have had, 20-something. Yeah.
Well, and they tied the Blue Jays. They're back with the Wild. I think they're ahead of the Blue
they're
Jays.
They're a half game ahead of the Blue Jays
in the wild
now. Yeah, they beat the Rangers last night. Blue Jays lost. So, and it's in front of them. It's going to be hard, though. Yankees finish up. They got three with the Red Sox in Fenway. Then they have three with the Blue Jays, then three with the Raves. Rays.
Well, at least you, and this is what the wild card does, right? You know, for the Cardinals, they got something to play for. If not, you know, their season's over. 615-844-5600. Brian, good morning on the F&M Bank phone line.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, man.
Doing all right?
What's happening, Brian?
Hey, man, you know, I told y'all, man, anytime y'all start talking baseball, it's like putting out the bat signal for me, man. You know,
That's why we did it. We wanted you to call.
It's my favorite time of year, man. You know, hockey's going to be starting up, and basketball will be, too. It's probably the best time of year, September, October, November, those specific times of the year. But, man, I was watching that game last night with my Braves, and fellas, this is the most aggravating team I've ever seen in my life. I tell you, man, they'll score one run for three games in a row, and then next thing you know, the next five games, it's like they knocking the lights out of the stadiums because they're hitting so many home runs. All the guys have been struggling lately. Albies has stepped up his game. Snicker adjusted his line just a little bit and had Albies batting third. Now it seems that it's giving a little momentum, putting Soler and Freeman and Albies in that specific order. But the thing that's going to be their downfall is their bullpen.
Yeah.
And specifically their relief pitching, man. I tell you, man, Will Smith and Chris Martin may be the single two worst guys when it comes to the eighth and ninth inning. They routinely give up a home run or a run in a close game. Fortunately, last night, Arizona wasn't remotely close. But you're talking about getting into the playoffs. You know, guys, these games are 3-4-run games, and they're always tight. Every playoff game seems to be always tight. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to be able to just turn it on automatically when the playoffs come. I think they're going to be in the divisional round, but I think they'll be right out, man. If they're not hitting home runs to keep this team in, their bullpen is going to be their downfall. And Pogge.
Yeah, hold on. But one thing, though, you're doing it. You're going to hopefully – we're for the Braves, obviously. I hope so. I've already got reservations for that Monday and Tuesday in Atlanta. But you're doing it without your best pitcher and without your best player. You know, every team's got warts right now.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, I will tell you, man, a lot of Braves fans thought they were going to be sellers at the trade deadline. And they would have been wrong for being sellers because of the way that team was playing. But the moves that Alex Anthopoulos made as far as bringing in Duvall and Soler have been crazy. Now Rosario is coming around, too. I mean, they have the bats to contend. That was one thing they didn't have against the Dodgers last year. The Dodgers routinely have just all-around great hitters, and that was where the Braves lacked. Last year, the Braves had pitching, didn't have the enough bats. But this year, they seem to have the bats and not enough pitching. But I was calling in to talk, too, about your Brewers, man. If they don't get their act together, man, they're going to find themselves in that wild card because the Cardinals have came out of nowhere. I mean, absolutely.
Well, their magic number is any combination of three. So
they got it.
For the division and – You know, and they, quite frankly, they're getting people healthy. They went last night with a guy who hadn't pitched in 3 weeks just to see what he's about. He gets lit up. So, that's the one thing that dangers. If the Cardinals keep doing what they do, whoever they play, the Giants or the Dodgers, neither one. I mean, think of that. Win 100 games, then you play the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Hey, Brian, got to run.
All right, guys.
Hey, appreciate the
phone
call.
Thanks, Brian.
Man.
See you, buddy.
Hey, Doug, Laura, and Brian, everybody, and Lawrence, you were there, and I guess you were going to get on Will Smith too, right, again? He didn't even do anything last night. All right, let's take a break.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. attach. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Forecast. Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR, SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be partly sunny, high 68. Partly cloudy tonight, low 50. Thursday, sunny, high 70. Friday, sunny, high 76. Sunny Saturday, high 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Let's get right back to the F&M Bank phone line. Doug, right here in Nash, Vegas. Hey, Doug.
Hey, fellas. I know you predict, you told the people about the pro game for the night of NFL. You said something about college, but what about the local favorite that's going on tonight?
Yeah, we mentioned, Lipscomb and Oakland. We talked extensively about that, too. Yeah.
Oh, well, I missed it, man. Yeah. But I got a funny feeling that that 50-plus winning streak in Oakland is going to go ahead and stand, because I just think this is the time that you go ahead and tell a former NFL quarterback that, hey, not so fast, young man. I'm still king of the block. And I just like to know that, you know, something's going to happen in the mid-state, but it's going to be a good game. But I really wish somebody would televise it. Don't know how they missed that on a Thursday.
Well, it, because the game was only scheduled 2 weeks ago. And
I know, but yeah. I mean, I'd scoot over for that.
But they're not getting, they've already got their entire schedule set for the year. And so to get a production crew from Thursday and then they already got the Friday
turn back
game
around
set.
And do a Friday. Yeah, that's a tough ask.
Yep.
Isn't Telemundo available? Telemundo?
Yeah, that's... give them a...
Caliente!
Yeah. All I want to hear
Oakland
is...
Oakland Patriots!
Touchdown in Spanish is the same thing as touchdown in English.
All right, well, there you go.
I want to give a shout out to all my Latino brothers and sisters, by the way, on this Thursday.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well.
Who's your prediction on that game? I didn't hear it. So
Oakland.
Yeah, I like Oakland.
Yeah. Oakland.
Going with Oakland.
Okay. Oh. All right, fellas. Well, the ESPN game they had a few weeks ago was not a contest. I didn't see it being that much of a challenge, but tonight I think Oakland as well.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks, Doug.
Dilfer has done an amazing job over at Lipscomb.
Yeah, you kind of knew he would, right? I mean, given his experience and he
put out a beacon light and players came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
615-844-5600. Steve, we're right up against the break, so you hold through it. We don't have anything planned until 10:40 next hour. That's when Eddie George gives us a visit. I do want to tell you about Scott's Home Improvement. They're on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall, show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military package today. This proud salute brought to you by Scott's Home Improvement, serving the area. 37 years of experience, the best home improvement, painting, bathroom, remodeling, service, money can buy. Call 615-995-0046, 615-995-0046. Scott's Home Improvement, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders on the air because they care. Steve, hold through the break or call back. We got some lines open as well. F&M Bank phone line can be found at 615-844-5600.
WPDQ Transparo.
On air and online, sports radio,
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Layoffs were up last week with 351,000 Americans filing first-time jobless claims. It's the second straight week that claims have ticked upward amid the latest wave of COVID cases. Who will be eligible for COVID's booster shot? The CDC could clarify the high-risk groups today. ABC's Ike Jachi has more.
The Food and Drug Administration approving Pfizer's booster shot for seniors and high-risk American adults. Though the CDC will likely come out with specific guidance this week, FDA Acting Commissioner Janet Woodcock giving an example of who the agency has in mind for the shot. When it comes to high risk, the list includes healthcare workers, teachers, child daycare staff, grocery workers, and people in homeless shelters, among others.
Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle are in New York City. They met this morning with the New York City mayor during a visit to the World Trade Center. Saturday, they participate in the Global Citizen fundraising event on vaccine equity around the world. This is ABC News.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $200 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/17. In-store only. Limit 2.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Julius's Tree Climbing Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Julius's Tree Climbing Services, serving the area with quality tree service, removal, and pruning, offering military and senior discounts with payment plans also available. Call 615-920-4842. That's 615-920-4842. Julius's Tree Climbing Services, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders.
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. You heard the number? 615-844-5600, 1040 this morning. TSU football coach Eddie George will join us, coming off his first win as the Tigers coach on the field where he had some success. And we'll also ask him about, he started his career with the Houston Oilers, and this weekend is the 21st Houston Oilers weekend reunion, and the first time it's going to be here. And there's 80-plus former Oilers coming in, and so cool for that. The list is pretty cool.
It really is.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone line. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Steve-O.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'm out here in Franklin, and I forgot – where am I supposed to pick up my backstage passes from you for pilgrimage, Greg?
Right. They're there. They're under your name.
What?
I guess
buddies with Dave Matthews Band.
Coffin, yes. But I actually talked to Jeff to see if he could come on tomorrow morning to do the picking with the pickers, but he was so I think they're doing a sound test out there, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he lives here. I could probably get you passes in Washington, D.C. when Dave Matthews plays there, but not here because he's probably had 100 requests now.
Yeah, it's a cool venue. I don't know if you've ever been out here, but it's when the weather cooperates, they get some big names, so I hope it goes well.
Well, isn't Justin Timberlake part of the ownership of that event? So
Yeah. He's got a few dollars at the Ryan. I heard he has a cool bar down. Have you been there yet, John?
No, John.
Where now?
Downtown.
He has a bar up there in that new Fifth and Broadway thing.
You know what? I have not. I've been meaning to get out there, but not yet.
I heard it's a different kind of vibe. So who was your silly, goofy underdog pick yesterday, Greg?
Oh, the one that I am 2 out of 3 with this season? I am going with Utah State getting 9 at home against Boise State.
Okay. Did all the research on that. Let's go out to
Brad Powers did all the research for me, okay?
Load up. What's the big game this weekend? Where's game day at?
Are they in with, I don't know, I mean, you'd think, what, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, in Chicago? Is that where they are, Pat?
That would make sense for them to be there, I guess.
That's where they are.
That'd be a fun game. All right, yeah, let's...
Hey, I got a question for you. Yes, Tuesday, all the SEC football schedules for next year came out, and you know where I'm going to ask you, because I even mentioned it on air. The Commodores open the season at Hawaii. Road trip?
Yeah, Hawaii right now is still not a lot of fans, so hopefully by next year, hopefully this is...
Well, according to your brother, you're too much of a fair weather fan to be included, so...
Yeah, right, yeah. I had dinner with my daughters last night, and they're on board. They're sports fans for that trip, so they
Dad, we want to go to Hawaii.
His kid, not every kid sounds like that, and it's certainly not Steve's. Okay, I guarantee you, Granddad Larry wouldn't put up with it.
I got to rock up some. It's not a weekend trip. So my daughter will be a senior in high school. So I don't know if I can take her out of soccer and school for a week, but we'll make it work. That's a heck of a trip. So maybe Corbin can get he needs to get a game out there. They played here a couple of years ago in baseball. So that'd be a nice return trip as well.
No doubt.
I don't think I'll make the trip to Tuscaloosa, though. That doesn't sound like much fun.
Yeah, I'd probably skip that one.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I don't see. Y'all be good. Anchor down, boys.
See ya.
I knew he is already. When that schedule came out, Hawaii was the opener next year for Vanderbilt. Now they get, because it's week zero, they get 2 bye weeks because they go to Hawaii.
Right.
Yep. So 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. Whatever you want to talk about. Put whatever on the air. That's about the truth, isn't it? UT, you know, we're talking about UTC. I saw this yesterday. UT season tickets, right?
Yeah.
52,000. That's down at least 20,000 over the past.
You're talking about season tickets sold?
Season tickets sold for UT football is at 52,000.
Yeah.
And it used to be in the 70s regularly. Sure. So, just wanted to.
Well, I think, you know, it's kind of a show me attitude by the fan base. And we've talked about it.
As I should probably get closer to the microphone when I speak.
Yeah, come on in.
But it's, you know, it's a wait and see with the fan base, as we've talked about. You know, they know that, you know, it's, you know, they want to see what this program does. Will they get back to, you know, consistently playing well and competing and, you know, striving for that SEC East championship, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I think it's kind of a wait and see approach with a lot of fans out there in Knoxville.
And I think on this, you kind of see this more and more with soccer. And kind of it's more of a, until you start fixing up, we're going to stop spending money. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of my friends, they've stopped going to day trips down there in Knoxville because they're dropping $600-$700, the trip, gas, food, tailgate, sure, beer, all that stuff, and they get out there and get blown out. So I'm with UT fans, and I think I think until you start making a stand, I know Tennessee's trying and they're trying to get back up there, but I just think more and more needs to be done. And I think from what we've seen early on, I don't think you can kill Josh Heupel by any stretch. I think there's the product out there. It's a fun style to watch, and I think that's what fans want compared to last season with Jeremy Pruitt. It was pretty boredom, but this season I think there's something to be excited for. This week I think is going to be the first week where you can really tell how good are we, how bad are we, and where is this really going to go?
Great point. I mean, listen, they're 2-0 or 2-1. They should be 3-0. They probably should have beat Pitt. And I think you're right. We're going to get a litmus test. Now, do I expect them to go into the swamp and win on Saturday? No, absolutely not. But if they're competitive and can make a game out of it, I think that's a step in the right direction. I think that would, you know, the fan. Trust me, I know the Tennessee fan base is tired of losing to Florida. You know, they've only beaten them once, what, in the last 20 years or whatever it was?
I think 1-14.
1-14 or 16 or something like that. Yeah, you know, and I understand that, but, you know, you're right. This is going to be a good measuring stick to see where this program is at this early in the Josh Heupel regime. And if they can go down to Florida and compete with the Gators, like I said, make a game out of it, make the Gators earn it, I think the fan base, well, I don't know if they will, but I think they should be encouraged by that.
Yeah, from 1990 to 2002, that 12-year stretch, every time they played, both teams were at least in the top 15. I think half of those top 10, nine of the 12 SEC championships during that stretch was either Tennessee or Florida. And, of course, Alabama was down. We know you know that's been well chronicled through the 90s and early 2000s until St. Nick showed up. But, and they both won national championships during that stretch. So Spurrier really made it, though. And you know, he loved to gig Fulmer.
It was a combination of Spurrier and the fact that Peyton couldn't beat him. You know, they couldn't beat Florida until Peyton left. They couldn't win a national championship until Peyton left.
Now it's all Peyton, right? That's
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? But you're right. Yeah, Spurrier loved to troll UT. Can't spell citrus without UT, that kind of thing. So those were fun games in the late 90s, early 2000s, those Tennessee-Florida games. And I was nowhere near the South at the time. I was pretty much as far north as you could get, but I still enjoyed watching those games, you know, every fall.
Yeah, those numbers, by the way, were courtesy of Bill's show. I heard Jeff Two, who's his, like, he's his, like, his ombudsman, right? Statistician.
Right, yeah.
He always, I was driving and heard them, and I remembered every game top 15, and I think, like, eight of them top 10, like three or four of them top five. And
We're talking about College Game Day. This is a College Game Day type game 5 years ago, but it isn't that anymore. And that's
does the SEC network go out anymore?
Yes, I Tim Tebow and company, they
Fine
go Bomb out
and all them.
Yeah,
they're in Dallas, right? For Texas A&M, Arkansas. Yeah, I think that's the biggest game of the week in the SEC, certainly, or Southern Miss, Alabama, one of the two. So, Alabama's a 45-point favorite.
Lay it. Roll Tide.
seems like a lot. 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, Predators training camp starts tomorrow. Nashville SC. We didn't mention there when we were talking about them earlier. They're back in action Sunday at noon at Chicago. It's on Channel 30. But why would an MLS game be played head to head against the NFL?
I don't get it. And they did this once whenever the U.S. men's national team was literally playing at the same time. And it just questions, I mean, especially in the MLS, all your best players are out on international duty, and yet you're still playing them at the time that USA is playing. It's quite odd. It's something they've got to work on. They've got to figure out the TV market and when to play games. But, I mean, I can't
imagine. Nashville SC is going ahead, and it's not their fault, right? But Nashville SC is going ahead against the Titans and the Colts on TV.
Right. Would it be too short of a turnaround, Patton, to play that game like, say, Friday night? Or, I'm sorry, I mean Saturday night?
Or yes. Sunday night. They've already had a Sunday night game or two.
Right. Well, traditionally in Europe, whenever you play midweek, if you play any time Wednesday or further, you get that Sunday slot. So I get them playing at 12, but I'm with you.
We're not in Europe.
Play at like 9 in the morning.
You know? How much of those European, you know, I'm kidding, but how much of the European traditions show up in the MLS?
Every tradition, barring the relegation, is pretty much spot on from what you've seen from European time. Even kickoffs, it's the same sort of thing, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. in midday or night game. So it's they've got their own little twist, what they have to, because you're never going to copy and successfully do that. But I'm with you, Greg. I don't get that at all, playing at the same time as the Titans.
Doesn't make much sense to me. Anyway, so that is Sunday at noon with that one as well. So 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. Put you right on the radio. This thing with the Texans fans being upset that the Titans have used this with their Twitter avatar. I don't think they use the Derek, but they're the, you know, they're the saluting the Oilers, right? Mm-hmm. That are coming here.
Because, and, right. Yeah. Because they were once the Oilers.
Right, and Bum Phillips is going into the Ring of Honor. I mean, this is not the Texans. I saw Sal. How many times we get it? The Texans are the Texans, and the Oilers are now the Titans. Right? Yeah, it's pretty damn simple to me.
That's why we love Sal, man. He puts things in perspective. Yeah, I haven't seen this, Greg, so enlighten me. What are these Houston Texans?
I heard about it.
What's their beef? What is their primary complaint?
You know, your franchise was never in Houston. And it was. All of these players played in Houston, and so they belong to us.
No.
No. That's not how it works.
The Houston Texans are completely separate from the Houston Oilers.
But, you know, okay, take it a step further. They're going to be wearing the, in honor, Sunday, the Columbia Blue. But there is one of these times, they're going to come out with full Oilers with the Derek on the side of the helmet.
They did back in 2009,
Did they do the Derek on the side of the helmet and everything?
Yeah. I think it was a game at the Jets. Yeah,
they should do it next year. You know why? Because
it was special circumstances because, remember, you know, it was the Titans who used to be the Oilers playing the Jets who used to be the Titans. Remember, before the New York Jets became the Jets, they were the New York Titans.
And even in that famous preseason game where they had the fake punt touchdown, and I believe it was the Hall of Fame game, they wore them then. So if you go to Zach Williams, our afternoon stretch on Twitter.
Good luck with that.
He quote tweeted one of the guys that is just furious. He's furious about everyone in Tennessee called us hillbillies and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, he is on one right now with the Oilers being sent here to Nashville.
You know, we should get my man Chili Pepper on. He's from Houston, was an Oilers fan. You know what I'm talking about? He's like the super fan of the Titans. He's a buddy of mine, man. Mexican dude, great guy. I mean, Fernando, great guy. And he loves the Titans. He's got that thick Yosemite Sam mustache, you know. He wears like the Titans sombrero and all that type of stuff. We should get him on to get his thoughts on it. Should I reach out to him?
I don't care.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, really.
Fernando's great, man. I'll reach out to the Chili Pepper. I'm sure he'll be in town this weekend because it's big weekend for him, you know. Like you said, he started as a Houston Oilers fan. and he still lives in Houston, I believe, or somewhere in South Texas. And but so he made the transition over. He's like, okay, well, the Oilers are now the Titans. I'm a Titans fan.
Well, and a lot of those fans blame Bud, but Bud Adams, and I went down there, I saw it. They were the number three attendant in the Astrodome. There were the Astros, there was the Rodeo, and then the Oilers at the time. And that field, remember they had one preseason game they couldn't play because the field was so bad. And then Drayton McLean comes along after the Oilers leaves, and he gets everything that Bud asked for and more from the city. So they really, whatever you think about Bud Adams, he should, by the way, Bud Adams should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Founding member of the AFC, of the AFL.
Yeah, co-founder with Ralph Wilson, right? Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Bills?
Yep. And one of that, and I guess just because, you know, only one Super Bowl appearance in his lifetime, but I still think he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for being him and Wilson for the Bills owner. I'm starting it. So, anyway.
Yeah, what were they called? The Foolish Club or something like that?
But, they were called just Rich Young Oil People is what he was. I'll leave it
there. Okay. Yeah, okay, there you go.
You know, a lot of big games. Maybe the biggest game of week three is Monday night. The Eagles and the Cowboys. Always a good match. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. And, of course, those same game parlays. Dax is looking good. You want to take the over on his totals for halftime or for the game or defensive totals, individual totals, the sides, all kind of things you can have going. Who scores the first touchdown? All of those are available at FanDuel, the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. And sign up with the promo code GREGP this week before Dallas takes on Philly. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code Greg P.
Use that promo code Greg P, ladies and gentlemen.
A little pregnant pause there.
Yeah.
Wanted to
create some drama there.
There you go. But it's always Greg P. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. Indeed, new users only. $10 first deposit required. You got to wager in the designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Obviously, restrictions do apply, so see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Eddie George at 1040, your phone calls right after this break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill.
Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, sunny, high 68. A clear night tonight, low 48. Friday, sunny, high 76. Saturday, sunshine, high 78. Sunny Sunday, high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Motherlode Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. So you put out a bat signal?
I did.
And?
Speak of the devil, one of the biggest Titans fans in the world, my man Fernando, the Chili Pepper, joins us from, I believe, Texas. What's up, Fernando? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, John? How are you, man?
Good, man. How's everything?
Oh, great. Perfect.
All right.
Actually, well, I'm here in Nashville.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, say hello to my partner, Greg Pogue.
Hey, man.
Hey, Greg. How are you, man?
Hey, Fernando. What's up with all of these Texans fans all upset because the Titans are honoring the Oilers this weekend in town? Bum Phillips going to the Ring of Honor. They think that the Oilers belongs to Houston, yet they have the Texans. I don't get their problem.
Yeah, what's their beef? Like, yeah. What are they complaining about? Do you know?
Yeah, well, I got my point. Maybe it's not a popular point, but I got mine. You know, I grew up as a Oilers fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't belong to the city of Houston. I'm just a foreigner. So the team moved, and I moved, and it would be like silly to think that the Oilers belong to Houston. No, they belong to the Titans, you know, in the legal way. But you gotta check the feelings of the people of Houston. If they grew up watching the Oilers, you know, all the city used to be painted in Columbia blue, the Lovia blue fever and everything. So when they took the team away, they felt they took like their identity. I don't know if it makes sense.
No, that, I guess, but it's just like, you're right. I mean, the Oilers became the Titans, and you as an Oiler fan, tell everybody your story. You, like you said, started off as an Oilers fan. But when they became the Tennessee Titans, you said, okay, I'm a Tennessee Titans fan now, right?
Yes, but because I don't live in Houston. Mm-hmm. But imagine if they took your team away. I know legally and historically and NFL-wise, the Titans are the Oilers, or the Oilers are the Titans.
Right.
But in the heart of the people, they miss the Oilers. And plus, you know, the Texans suck. So.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they're just bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think of that comeback win last Sunday? Were you going crazy? What was going on with you last Sunday when they made that comeback win?
Oh, man, yeah. I haven't screamed that loud for a while. Maybe since last Canelo fight or something like that. But yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. And go to Seattle and bring a W like that, man. We are all pumped. Man, we're on the right way to the Super Bowl, I tell you. Jones, Julio, he just played amazing. Derek, as usual, right? Tannehill, mm-hmm. Yeah, everything like clicked.
Yeah, no question about it. So you're in Nashville. I'm assuming you'll be at the game Sunday.
Oh yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, you know, yeah. I come for like eight or seven games a year.
Right. Yeah, we always see you. Hopefully we can get together this weekend. I'd love to see you. Just curious, as a guy, you know, who's, you know, started off as an Oilers fan, and now you're a Titans fan. They're going to be honoring a lot of former Oilers players this weekend at the stadium. How special is that going to be for you?
Oh, it's amazing, man. Actually, I was just watching the list of the players that are going to be here. There's some of my, you know, my childhood heroes are going to be here, like Ernest Givens, Lamar Latham, Curtis Duncan, of course, Warren Moon, and all those guys, Lorenzo White. I grew up watching those guys, man.
Well, I go, Greg and I were talking. We go back to the late 70s when Bum Phillips was coach. Of course, he's going in the Ring of Honor. And you know, obviously Earl Campbell was running people over. People were tearing his jersey off. I mean, those were, and I think about the Jerry Glanville years, too, you know, with Houston Oilers. They were a fun team to watch for a long time, no?
Oh, yes, yes. And actually, I'm going to tell you, my get-go, you know, my Chili Pepper outfit, I wear the Bum Phillips buckle.
Nice.
And yeah, Bum Phillips, I have a whole bunch of posters of him in my house because he's a cowboy. You know I'm a cowboy too, so so I don't know. He's a man. He was a man of wearing those outfits, those cowboy outfits, at the, you know, at the field and everything. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And he got flogged.
Well, folks, if you're a Titans fan, follow him on Twitter, at SkullSplitter1. What's your Instagram?
Oh, it's F. Dot Espejo.
Got it. Well,
thank you for having me. Thank you, John.
Fernando, call in anytime you want, man. You are not a caller on this show. You are a guest.
You say you're up here. Are you up here visiting? Are you living? Where are you living?
No, I live in Mexico.
Oh, okay. So where are you calling from right now?
He's in town. He's in Nashville.
Okay. So what part of Mexico do you live in? Or Mexico?
I live in Chihuahua.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
Yeah, just across the border from El Paso.
All right.
Like 2 hours drive. So.
Nice. Well, Fernando, always great to talk with you. Please call back more often. You know, I think the world of you, man. I've seen you at a bunch of Titans games. The playoff run from a few years ago was a lot of fun hanging out with you. And you know, I hope you have a blast on Sunday. And I hope to see you, man.
Oh, yeah. We sure will. And John, we have those picklebacks pending, brother.
What? What now? What?
tell my partner real quick what that is.
The picklebacks. It's just like pickle juice with whiskey shots.
Oh.
Yeah, we did a couple of those. I think, what was that, New England?
Yeah, New England. Or KC, I don't remember. But
yeah, it's all a blur.
That's my celebration drink, brother.
That's right.
Pickle juice and whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a combination, I can tell you that.
That's it sounds like it. Hey,
Fernando, thank you, buddy. Have fun this weekend, okay?
All right, John, be safe.
All right, there he goes. Chili Pepper. Fernando at SkullSplitter1 on Twitter. He's awesome. He's just the best. He is one of the biggest Titans fans in the world. Like and Patton has mentioned, you know, the Titans official Twitter handle will retweet him every once in a while. He's really in good with the organization. They love him.
You know, and I guess, you know, when the Oilers left, they came here in 96 last year. There was 96, 97. They played in Memphis, 98 Vandy, 99, obviously, whatever they – was it?
Adelphia
Coliseum was, yep. or that was the first name of it. Mm-hmm. It was LP Field at one time too. Mm-hmm. But I guess a lot did. And what was the lapse between the Oilers leaving and what was the Texans' first year?
2002, I want to say.
Was it? Is that when they came in?
I believe it was 2002.
Yeah. So there was a lapse there.
Yep.
So if you were from there and you follow this team, you know, eventually they're all going to die off, right? Was it 2002?
2002, yep.
Ding-a-ling. Yep. For the ding-a-ling.
For the ding-a-ling, that's right. Yeah, their first game was on Sunday Night Football. They played the Dallas Cowboys, and they beat them. That was pretty special.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, Fernando will drive up here from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
He does not fly.
He packs his family in the car, and he's just, he's that dude, man.
what did he say, Chihuahua, Mexico?
Chihuahua, Mexico.
All right.
He said it's a couple hours from El Paso, so right on the...
Well, dang. El Paso's as far west as you can get until you get to New Mexico.
Right.
Yeah, I've actually spent some time in El Paso.
I used to live in New Mexico.
Yeah. Really, where?
Roswell. I was really young. It was right, I was born in upstate New York, where I eventually was raised. But my dad was finishing up his duties in the United States Air Force, and so he was stationed out there for maybe 2 years, and then he retired, and we decided to move back to upstate New York. So,
wow,
yeah,
been to New Mexico several times as well. So anyway, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
I don't remember much about living there. I just remember that it rarely snowed. There were a lot of tumbleweeds out there, and I think I walked out in the backyard one day. I was real little, man. I was probably still in diapers, but I was walking, and I stepped on an anthill.
Well, they're the kind of those ants that eat you up, or
yeah, it was like red ants. Yeah, oh. They tore my little chocolate butt up, man. And, you know, I had old school parents who were like, see, that's what you get. Uh-huh. I told you not to go back there.
Don't touch that burner.
They're like, you sit there and suffer.
You got to figure it out on your own, don't you?
It was old school parenting. That's how you learn. Wow. I learned the hard way.
I'm trying to figure out real quick how far it is from Chihuahua. I don't even know how to spell it.
Like, is that Chihuahua? I should have asked him. Is that like the dog, the Chihuahua?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know.
What are you asking me for?
But I'm just curious how long of a drive that is. It is 1,000. You said they drive to the games? It is 1,413 miles, according to MapQuest, mm-hmm. and it takes 23 hours.
Hey, man, it's dedication. You know, football is a game of commitment.
Several hours into Mexico. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I thought my drive from Lebanon to Nissan Stadium was a struggle.
We'll get him to call in more often, man. He's
let's go do a remote down there.
No, we ought to do. We should do a summit. We should me, you, Sal from Jersey, and the Chili Pepper in studio, just talking Titans.
We wouldn't get a word in.
It'd be great.
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be a free 2 hours. We just.
And that's a great story. I'm glad that he drives 23 hours to Titans games, and he's here now.
Yep.
And it's 1,413 miles from Nashville to Chihuahua, Mexico. I thought he was living in Texas. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I actually thought he was from Houston. Yeah. But, yeah, he's actually from Mexico. Pretty cool, man. Mexico. I just like the way he said it.
They don't pronounce the X in Spanish. What?
Yeah, it's Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I took a little Spanish in high school.
So they don't pronounce the X. Okay, so how do they pronounce S-E-X? Se? You want to have se?
I'm leaving that one alone. Hey, Eddie George is going to join us soon, but before then, here's a very important message from Greg Pope.
It is, and I'm sure they're happy to be a part of this right now. And they are good people. Grindstone Roofing Company, on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall, show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package. This proud salute brought to you by Grindstone Roofing Company, serving the area for 7 years. Quality roofing and home improvement services. Call 615-566-4750. 615-566-4750. Grindstone Roofing Company. Thanks to the troops, the veterans, and the first responders. They are people who care. We're going to take a break. Coming up after it, TSU football coach Eddie George.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hymns.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hymns.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Gonna hook up with the Titans coach Eddie George here in
he's actually Tennessee moments. State coach Eddie
what did
George.
I say?
Titans
I,
coach is Mike Vrabel.
You know, I did that. You know, because I, you know, covered Eddie and everything, and yet on the broadcast Saturday in Nissan Stadium doing the play-by-play,
yeah.
I actually called him, and I started out by calling him Titans running back Eddie George, and then I go tight, and then of course now the head coach of the I tried to save myself, was, you know, but joining us now, TSU football coach Eddie George is not with us just yet.
Yeah, he's going to call us back. He was in a team meeting right now.
Okay, so well, he's going to get his priorities straight.
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay, cool. Yeah, they practice right up to 10, right up to the time he comes on the air with
right,
us. That's,
right.
It was a little
so we're trying. We're trying to get the timing down, and, you know, it's
we'll get that.
Yeah, we'll get that down. We'll get that figured out, you know. It's all good.
People need to go look at that list of the Oilers that are coming to town.
Yeah.
Elvin Bethea.
We both retweeted it, go to either one of our Twitter handles, at JohnBurton32 or at the Pogster.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Promo code Greg P.
Not for that.
Not for that. Yeah, you could just go on the World Wide Web and look it up. So there you go.
Anyway, it is pretty neat. It's pretty neat. So I catch myself doing that because he's always forever. Titans running back Eddie George in my brain because I covered him for the whole time he was here, going back to 96, as a matter of fact, that last year they were the Houston Oilers. But, so anyway, we'll talk with him in a moment. But it's pretty neat that they're coming. The 21st Oilers reunion, first time it will be held in Nashville.
Yeah, pretty cool, very cool. Like I said, you know,
I was a guy that, you know, really enjoyed the Oilers when I first started watching football in the late 70s into the early 80s. And, you know, always rooted for them, especially when Warren Moon was there. Wanted to see him at least get to a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, it never happened, you know, because the Bills had their run. And, you know, they had that collapse. What was it, 95? They had that just looked like they were well on their way to the Super Bowl, and they just had that monumental collapse late in the season. And that really started the downward trend towards the Oilers in Houston. There was a lot of fan apathy. And, you know, I think I have the story right. Bud wanted a new stadium. He wanted to get out of the Astrodome, and the city said no. Do I have that right?
Yeah, he wanted his own.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they said
didn't
no.
want to share it with anybody.
Yeah, and it was a dump.
Yeah, it was literally a dump. It was a poop hole.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
When I went in there and to cover that season, mm-hmm. It's the first time I'd been to the Astrodome. It was a dump. I mean, so, but they had the heyday there. But it outgrew. You know, that thing was, what, the eighth wonder of the world when it was built.
Right, remember? Right. Yeah. Billy G. King, Bobby Riggs. Was Houston beat UCLA's streak in that building?
With Elvin Hayes.
Yes, Elvin Hayes. And
Lou Alcindor.
Yep. Yep, UCLA had that big streak in college basketball, the winning streak, and they had this big nationally televised game in Houston in the Astrodome, and they were able to get the upset there. And, you ever see that movie documenting Billy G. King and Bobby Riggs?
No.
Steve Carell played Bobby Riggs. He was really good. Emma Stone played Billie Jean King.
It was
good
very
too.
Seminal moment in our and certainly with the female movement and, mm-hmm. and certainly with that, you know, a lot of detractors said, well, you beat, you know, somebody that wasn't even the top 800 players in the world, you know.
But, well, he was a out of shape middle aged man, but he talked so much smack on her, and you know, he beat his butt. She beat his butt. Bad pronouns.
Joined now by TSU football coach Eddie George. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. At the team meeting, you get their party straight. Come on, man. Hey, go back. Let's go back Saturday and talk about getting your first win as TSU head football coach on that field that you played so many games on. And number three, was that your first Gatorade bath?
Well, going back to last Saturday, it was great to see the guys play up to their potential. I was really happy for them because they really worked hard, given all the challenges we've had since we came in on staff with health issues and it's a plethora of challenges that they had to overcome. And every day they brought their best selves, they brought their best effort, and to get a win was gratifying. For me to be back at Nissan was nostalgic. You know, I remember my first game played there against Cincinnati in 1999, and it was our first home game, and I remember the fans were just packed. The stands were packed, wall to wall, and I remember thinking and saying to our team, I said, hey, we can't lose here ever again, because look who's here. They're here to see us. We have to protect this house. And that's kind of what I was explaining to our young men, is that we don't lose at home. You know, we play with a different energy. We play with a different sense of urgency. So we protect our house. And at all costs. I said, I've never lost a lot of games here as a player. I've lost games there, but not a lot. And I don't plan and intend on losing here as a coach. And to get my first Gatorade bath was refreshing. It was refreshing. It was definitely, I wouldn't say a bucket list for me at first, but certainly when you're in the coaching profession, that's one that you definitely want to get, is to have your Dallas with Gatorade after winning a championship or your first game, whatever that is. It is a momentous occasion for sure.
You said going in, and also your offensive coordinator, Hugh Jackson, backing you up, that Jeremy Hickbottom was your guy at quarterback. And, he went into that first game against Grambling with no practice, essentially, and you could see him just getting better and better. It just looks like he was in total control of your offense against Kentucky State.
Yeah, Jeremy has made the commitment to get better every day. He's been that way since he put his foot on campus, and he was one of the young men that got contact tracings out of practice. You could see he was rusty going into Grambling. Jackson State tried to do a little too much. And I think Coach Jackson did a phenomenal job of putting him in a position to be successful. And he's really getting to know Jeremy's strengths, his weaknesses, what he likes, what he doesn't like as a quarterback. And you can see him really be comfortable in the pocket, in the play calling, and his decision making. And that's what we've asked of him, and he continues to grow, and hopefully he can continue to grow in a positive way this weekend.
And certainly got a lot of people involved, too, the tight end especially. It just seems like he spread the wealth. And you've got so many playmakers on the outside with Johnson and Weish, you know, and just the players that can make plays. It just seemed like there was an emphasis on getting those guys the ball.
Yes, it's about getting our guys on a position where they can make plays. The guys you mentioned, Weish, Trueheart, Rodell Rahman, Vincent Perry, you got Fat Cat DJ, you know, our running back, Starling, Rouse, to get the ball in their hands and let them do what they do. And it's not a one-man show. There's not enough ball to go around to fulfill everybody's needs. And we understand that, hey, you know, in order for us to be an effective offense, we all have to buy into what we're trying to do. And we want to be able to run to win and pass for scoring. And I think everybody understands that. You know, we really simplify things and allowing our young men to get repetition, to see things over and over and hear it over and over again and get it in their body so they're not second-guessing themselves. They're not overthinking, more or less reacting to what they need to do to be successful. And when you can do that, you know, it gets everybody involved, and it makes more of a potent offense where, guys, you really can't focus on one guy. You got to focus on a concept of different ways of how we're getting the ball in our playmaker's hands.
A season of first for you, first OVC game Saturday at Southeast Missouri. What can you tell us about SEMO?
SEMO, they're a very tough opponent. They play with a great deal of energy. They're a very physical, disciplined group. You look at their record, they certainly don't. Their product is not reflective of their record. They're going to come in this game, you know, with a lot to prove. Their back is against the wall. I can understand that as a player. I can understand that after being in that position the last couple of weeks that you're looking for a win. And they're going to come out with a great sense of urgency. And for us, we have got to – we can't beat ourselves. It's going to be a hostile environment. We have to feed off of that energy of being in a place like that. For us, you know, we have not been great on the road. Out of our last eight games, we won one game on the road going back to 2019, November 23rd. And we look to change the rhetoric around that. We've got to be more of a – have a road conscious team in terms of what we have to do and how disciplined and how focused we have to be going into these environments over the next few weeks. So SEMO offers a great challenge to us. We welcome that challenge, and we're excited to see where we are this week after the practices that we've had.
Hey, Eddie, it's John. Congrats on the win last week, man.
I appreciate it, John. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Just curious to know, you know, the Titans this weekend are honoring the Houston Oilers. You were an Oiler. You were a Titan. How special is this weekend for you? I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but just the fact that the Titans are doing that with the Oilers this weekend.
Well, I think it's great when you can pay homage to the past, the tradition. You know, I stand on the shoulders of some great Oilers. Earl Campbell, Warren Moon, Bruce Matthews, just you can name every coach, every player that's played before us, Bud Adams, you know, just the rich history of our organization. And that for that to be recognized is very special because the roots run deep. This is not a brand new franchise. Yes, it's a new location going back 20 years ago, but the roots run very deep going back to Bud Adams and establishing and help create the NFL as we know it today, being one of the pioneers to help establish that. His contribution to the NFL has been remarkable, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame for that. But for them to recognize the Oilers, the franchise, it's a classy move by Amy Adams, the rest of the Titans organization to do that. I don't know if the players will be wearing the old uniforms. I think it'll be sweet to do that. I know they've been trying to do it for a while, but I think it's awesome to be recognized in that regard.
Well, Eddie, good luck Saturday, and we will be there, and have fun in Cape Girardeau. Go get a win.
All right, my man. I appreciate it. Go Big Blue.
All right.
Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie, it will be neat watching him come out there, plus 80-plus. Sorry. Let's take a break. We'll be back and wrap it up in a few.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today, sunny, high 68. A clear night tonight, low 48. Friday, sunny, high 76. Saturday, sunshine, high 78. Sunny Sunday, high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Braves baseball this afternoon, as a matter of fact. 2:25 the pregame, 2:40 first pitch. Charlie Morton on the mound. Madison Bumgarner, he's never easy. I know the D-backs are awful, but he's never easy. And that'll be this afternoon. The Phillies, the Braves beat the D-backs, and the Phillies beat the Orioles. So it's still three difference with that. Different is Phillies start a 4-game series with the Pirates, and then after today, the Braves have the Padres. So the schedule flip a little bit. Would be nice to get a little bit of a cushion today. But yeah, I don't know. The Pirates sure did screw up the Reds. Maybe
I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's not something Reds fans they were looking at. It's like, oh, we can get a few good couple wins under our belts, and here they are. I mean, They really did themselves in with this little series.
They were right there, man. They were right there over the last 3 weeks, just fell apart. And, So anyway, and of course the Cardinals 11 in a row. So anyway. Yeah, so tomorrow morning, Pick of the With the Pickers, Ryan Callahan. The Vols going to Florida on Saturday, and we'll have the picks with that as well. And NFL tonight, the Panthers are 8-point favorites over the Texans at 7:20 on the NFL Network. And also there is a college football game, Marshall, Conference USA, and Appalachian State from the Sun Belt. So obviously what Appy State's doing over there, the run they've been on. So, and then Marshall, Appalachian State, 7-point favorite. That's on 6:30 on ESPN. So you got a couple choices tonight.
Sure is. And something that's come out of Colts practice today, Greg, is Brett Hundley, the old Packers backup for a long time. He is
mothballs.
He's been getting the first team reps at Colts practice today ahead of Jacob Eason.
Well, that doesn't say much for Jacob Eason, does it?
It does not.
Why do you have him on there if he's not your number two?
Well, I think they're hoping for a development, but development would be now. they need him now. They drafted him for that reason.
Well, Wentz, is he practicing?
He has not been practicing.
Yeah, I know he didn't yesterday.
I saw a quote today that his right one is worse than his left one, but it's he said he's got to get a ton of treatment, and I think they're going to run it all the way down to the till Sunday, see if he can give it a go.
And that offensive line's been banged up. You know, he hadn't played badly. They had a shot against the Rams.
Played well.
Anyway. All right, that wraps it up. Coming up this afternoon, Braves baseball. That'll be preempting both of our afternoon shows. That will be 2:20 and the first pitch at 2:25 first pitch at 2:40. Thank you for listening. Joe Brome next.